Hi and welcome. I'm Roger Mallory, the creator of this primary audio program. I will be your guide or facilitator in this, your guided meditation experience. If you have not already listened to the introduction section I have included separately on this platform, I strongly encourage you to do so before proceeding. Your understanding of the techniques, processes, and the underlying physical, psychological, and psycho-spiritual systems involved, as well as their many benefits, will enhance your opportunity to receive those benefits by many fold. Having listened to the introduction, let us now begin together. To quickly and effectively transition into a state of relaxation, I invite you to lie on your back on a flat surface with your knees bent. If you can avoid sleep and your loss of full engagement with this audio program, you may wish to place a supportive pillow under your head and knees. But by supportive, I mean a pillow that is not a soft cloud into which your head disappears and you are all the more tempted to join your body in sleep. Now I invite you, if you wish, to place one hand on your upper chest and the other just below your rib cage. Softly seal your lips and slowly breathe in through your nose. Usher your breath toward your lower belly, just below your rib cage. As you do, notice your hand on your chest remains still, while the one on your belly, just below your rib cage, modestly rises and falls as you inhale and exhale. After your next inhale, purse your lips, tighten your abdominal muscles, and exhale through your pursed lips. Notice as you exhale, your hand just below your rib cage will move down to its original position. I'll pause in my guidance now for several minutes while you repeat this process on your own. Now I invite you to direct your awareness to a series of your body parts as I identify each of them. Just simply direct your attention to each body part I mention. I'll be asking you rather quickly to shift your awareness from body part to part. Proceeding quickly is intentional, as the effect desired is for you to connect your mind with your body, not to practice concentration. Feel free to make small movements in the body parts as I identify them. It's common for some to not feel every body part mentioned. In connecting more with your body, you will likely notice your body is already at peace. You will also likely begin to feel more safe, secure, and confident in the goodness of your body. As you listen and follow my guidance, allow my voice to become your voice guiding you. Begin by splitting your attention between the palms of both of your hands. And now send your awareness into both of your thumbs. And then spread your attention out into all of your fingers. Perhaps you can sense a subtle increase of energy inside your hands. Shift your awareness now up into your arms, your shoulders, and now to your throat. Feel your entire neck. And then now become aware of your mouth, the inside of your mouth, your tongue, and the insides of your cheeks. Notice your sensation of taste. And now shift your focus up to your eyes, and then the crown of your head. Become aware of your entire head. Shift your awareness to your chest, and now to your breastbone, about 3 to 4 inches below the hollow place in your throat. You may sense the presence of extraordinary energy there. In some Eastern wisdom traditions, this area is known as the center or home of your spiritual heart-mind. And now I invite you to bring your fingertips close to your breastbone. If it feels right, begin to softly and slowly tap your fingertips on your breastbone. Use only the degree of force required for you to feel mildly significant vibrations in your breastbone. Know with confidence and perhaps relief that you're not helpless in improving and maintaining your health. Dwell for a moment in feeling your power and success in having already guided your mind and body into a profound state of relaxation. You've begun the process of restoring yourself. Know that by tapping at this location, you may awaken and stimulate one of your most powerful internal allies, your immune cells, produced and matured right there in your thymus gland under your breastbone. Tap slowly at first, and then slightly increase the frequency of tapping for a total of approximately 2 minutes. I will pause again now for the duration of those 2 minutes and then resume my guidance. Feel free to now stop your tapping and switch to visualizing your right and left lobes of your thymus gland. See them there under your breastbone beginning to expand with powerful protecting and healing cells, just as does a healthy fruit ripening in the warmth of the sun. See them as now full, strong, and exuding a bright vitality. If you haven't already, I invite you to now rest your hand on your breastbone. Begin to feel your thymus gland below emit more and more intensity of energy until it's glowing with healing warmth. You are now sensing the power and effectiveness of your body protecting itself. Feel this energy already discouraging the intrusion or growth of cells that may carry infection, virus, bacteria, or disease of any kind. Discouraging them from gaining even a toehold anywhere in your body. And now, notice your protecting cells are expanding in number as they have recruited other cells waiting in your spleen and lymph nodes. Recruited and then released to enter your bloodstream, to travel to every location in your body, wherever harmful or potentially harmful cells may be present. And now see that their positive efforts have created fresh, pristine space in which healthy cells have already begun to grow. I invite you to resume shifting your attention and awareness throughout your body. Notice your navel, and then broaden your attention out to your entire belly area. Send your awareness to your hips, your thighs, down to your knees, and then notice your lower legs. Bring your attention to your ankles and now your feet, Shift your attention now to just your two big toes, and then spread your attention out to all of your toes. Now feel the soles of your feet, your arches, and your heels. And finally, feel your entire body. Awaken your awareness in your whole body all at once. Feel the integration of your mind and body. Feel wholeness. Now, to support this process of visualizing the restoration and renewal of your good physical and emotional health, I invite you to either create an affirmation for this session or adopt one of a couple I'm about to state for your consideration. By affirmation, I mean a short, positive statement of maybe 6 or 7 words, something you intend to be true, to bring into your reality this very moment. An affirmation that presumes you've already realized your intention or resolve to return to experience a reunion with the healthy, strong, and contented person you have been, perhaps not that very long ago. You're invited to adopt one or both of the following affirmations I've created. My essential nature is goodness. I'm going to repeat that. My essential nature is goodness. Or, my inner goodness attracts yet greater goodness to me. My inner goodness attracts yet greater goodness to me. If neither of these appeal to you, consider choosing the words that articulate what you would like to affirm now. And whether you've created your own or adopted one that I mentioned, it's time for you to state it to yourself or aloud several times, feeling it to be a statement of your sacred truth. Feeling the power of your affirmation, feeling buoyed up in body and spirit, you now sense something is beginning to materialize in the air. Something powerful and good is building just beyond the pale, as if on the other side of a sheer veil. You can't quite identify the source, but you feel it beginning to imbue your mind, body, and spirit with a healing light. The stronger you feel the presence of this light, the brighter your internal light and energy glows. You feel it so strongly in the atmosphere around you, you're beginning to breathe this positive and healing energy into your body. You now know this magnificent, illuminating energy is goodness itself. That is manifest goodness. And you know with certainty this goodness recognizes the goodness that is you and rushes to merge with you as inherent and primal goodness itself. Now notice whether your hands are warm or cold. If cold, you may wish to quickly rub the palms of your hands together, creating friction to warm them. I invite you to then place the flat palm of one of your warm hands on top of the center of your belly. And then begin to notice the warmth gently radiating from your palms into your body. The sensation of warmth is now moving deeper and deeper below the surface, through your skin, your muscle, your other tissues, one layer at a time. Feel that warmth finally sinking into your small intestine, the home of another of your powerful internal allies in defending your body against disease and infection. There in your small intestines are clusters of lymphatic tissue composed of immune cells. Direct your heartfelt attention there with the intention to awaken and activate your immune cells. Even now, feel their energy, vitality, and their beneficial functions coming to your aid. Pausing a moment, I encourage you again to commit to deeply listening to my voice and remaining awake and aware. Known, it's common for people to succumb to sleep while experiencing guided meditation or imagery. This is not a failure or error. With additional experiences of this process, you will likely be able to remain awake and aware for longer durations and in deeper states of consciousness. It's a skill that you develop over time. Surrender to being safely and wisely guided by my voice, guided with your best health and highest self always in mind. Again, I'm calling on your splendid imagination, your power to visualize. I invite you to create images in your mind's eye of a safe and peaceful place, a place you've experienced or an imaginary place you are now, even now, beginning to bring to your mind. Alternatively, your sanctuary could be a place to where you've longed to travel. The place, the sanctuary you've had in mind, whether real or imagined, is a place that feels safe, comforting, and peaceful. If you can do so without stress or anxiety, identify its nature and location. And now, begin to allow it to become more and more real to you. Look closely at the sanctuary you have in mind. Notice the items it contains, their relative locations, colors, and even textures. Take in the scenery to both your right and your left. And now, as you transport yourself to and occupy your sanctuary, focus on the sounds you hear. Maybe you can hear the sounds of birds singing or calling to each other. Maybe you can also hear the sound of water gently flowing over rocks, or the sound of a small waterfall as it tickles the calm surface of a forest pond. Maybe you also hear the soft, whistling sound of wind passing through long pine needles. Layer after layer, like the instruments playing in a full orchestra, perhaps you can also hear the occasional sound of crickets calling out to other crickets. All the various sounds are sweetly coming to you now on many levels. Now begin to notice whether you're standing, sitting, or reclined within your sanctuary. And then notice the texture of the surface upon which you're resting. Maybe it's soft green grass, a cushion, the sand of a beach, or the weave of cotton fibers of your favorite blanket or cushion. Maybe you're leaning against an ancient tree and can feel its bark against your back, or sunning yourself on a smooth river rock as the moisture of the river is carried aloft to quickly descend on you like morning dew. Or maybe you're inside a barn or a cottage or a home from your childhood. Perhaps you can feel waves of pleasant warmth drifting over to your welcoming skin from a large stone fireplace. Maybe you can smell the sweetness of fresh hay in the air, or the pleasant smell of balsam pine inspiring feelings of deep contentment and goodness. Maybe you're smelling the sweet perfume of flowers, or the salt and minerals carried aloft by an onshore breeze, one that has been kissed by gentle ocean waves. Perhaps you're enjoying the simple pleasure of feeling the subtle caress of fresh air as it flows across your skin. Deepening your awareness, gratefully acknowledge the gifts offered to each of your senses. Absorb the goodness of each and the splendid richness all of them together provide, like a three-dimensional heavenly tapestry. marinating in these special qualities of your sanctuary. Allow all of them to permeate your entire being. Absorb, inhale, and marinate in all this beauty, feeling it visit and inflate your entire torso, all the way down to your lower belly, and then lower still, all the way down your legs and into your feet. Both see and feel the astounding beauty of this place, your sanctuary. Allow it to penetrate every fiber, bone, and cell of your body, even to your core, your essence. Knowing you can return to your sanctuary, this wonderful place, whenever you like. Like an old and dear friend, an ally, it's always there inside you, accessible by your slightest glance, and indeed even less, your mere attention. Regardless of how you're now feeling, perhaps you feel some measure of gratitude for this goodness, both your internal goodness and the goodness that now surrounds you. Feel them now merge until they're indistinguishable. Feel gratitude. Select immune cells within you have been reactivated, will protect you, and may eliminate undesirable conditions. Perhaps dormant before, feel their strength now, determination and effectiveness going forward. Notice and feel the gratitude arising within you for the splendidly effective allies and systems within you. Allies that provide non-stop elimination of and continuing protection from unhealthy presences in your body. With each new breath, allow your awe and gratitude for this ongoing work inside you to continue to blossom and to buoy you up and sustain you. Notice with each breath, you're held in love and safety. Notice the peace that fills you now, the ease that illuminates your being. If you haven't already, gently lift the corners of your mouth into a smile. Feel that smile within your heart and in all the organs of your body. Your smile and the love you feel is now illuminating all your tissues, all your blood, and all your vital fluids. You feel you're held in the healing light and space of the universe. You are now cradled in the arms of goodness that is spread across the entire universe, end to end. Welcome in this reunion, your reunion with who you really are at your essence. A primal, constant, never-changing citadel of goodness. A pristine state of soul or spiritual love. Perhaps you can remember as a child living many of your waking hours in this state of openness, grace, and undifferentiated love. Now, while maybe keeping your eyes closed for the last remaining moments of your guided meditation today, begin to easily and slowly deepen your breath. Begin to slowly flutter your eyes open. When you're ready, feel your presence in the room. Awaken in this splendid present moment. Consider making some small movements now of your hands and feet. Feel all of your senses in your body reawakening. Notice your full consciousness is returning to you. If it feels good in your body, maybe raise your arms up over your head, fully extend both your legs, and enjoy a full body stretch. Take a moment to simply rest in the warmth and goodness you are feeling. Acknowledge your energy has been replenished. Acknowledge your mind is calm and you feel at peace. Acknowledge you're better for having had this experience. Allow me to close with this prayer of loving kindness. May you be free from fear. May you remain safe. May you be happy. May you make friends with your body. May you live in peace. Namaste. So be it.